Good morning. Thank you for calling Artstop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, good morning. So I'm calling about, I got a letter in the mail that you guys are going to be in the area soon, and actually, the street over, I saw they were actually laying down some fiber. So I had a couple questions about that for you.
Sure.
So the letter says it's $69.99 a month for the first 2 years. So my question is, year three, what would do you have an estimated what the change in price would be?
So it would approximately be the same price as what it was originally. Our regular price for the 1 gig is $79.99.
Okay, so it's only a $10 difference.
All right. Yeah, so the $69.99 promotion is if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay. And my other question is, it talks about installation in this. So I have my own modem and router. I'm with Spectrum right now, but I didn't, I own mine. I'm not renting theirs or anything. So my question for you is the same option available through ArchShop where I own my own modem and router and that there's no additional, whatever it is, $3 per bill tacked onto it?
Well, so our ONT, which is the modem, accommodates for the fiber optic. I don't know if your modem is compatible with fiber.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but it is included in the price. So our modem and router are fully included. There's
included.
No equipment rental fees.
Ah, okay, okay.
And plus also using our router also assists with if there's ever anything that needs to be troubleshooted. We have back-end systems that we can go into the router and diagnose what's going on and see how we can fix everything.
Okay. So in that case, is there a way for me to sign up? No, they haven't run it down my street yet. They're the next street over. But is there a way for me to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely go ahead and take a look at your address if you'd like. And we can either sign up all over the phone or you can do it on archstopfiber.com.
Okay. Let's do that then.
Okay. What is your service address, please?
Yep. It's 86. So 86 Southfield Street, all one word, SOUTHFIELD.
And is that in
Kingston?
Okay.
Yep. Kingston, New York.
Perfect. All right. And let's go ahead and take a look at that. Got it. So it's showing that our in-service date for that address would be the end of October. So we can definitely go ahead and get you signed up. And then once we get closer to the 25th of October, we'll be giving you a call to go ahead and get scheduled.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and I have one last question for
you. Yeah, sure.
So I have Spectrum right now, but I also have a toddler. So when the cut-in date happens, I'm assuming that, the service tech comes over and they set it up 2 hours and it's done. I won't have any issues.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. My only concern would be if I go like a day or a week or whatever without service, what my daughter's going to. Okay. So perfect.
No. So what we also recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed. Since we don't use coaxial.
Yeah.
Since we don't use coaxial, there's going to be no interruption in service.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. So did you want to go ahead and go through the process today right now, or did you want to take some time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, perfect. And just to confirm, this is a home, correct? It's not a business?
Yeah, it's a home, yeah.
Okay. And did you want to go for the 1 gig package or the 2 gig?
1 gig. Well, I'll do 1 gig, but out of curiosity, how much is 2 gig?
So the 2 gig normally is $99.99, but if you do the auto pay with the paperless billing, it would also give that $10 discount to be $89.99.
Gotcha. So let's do 1 gig now, and if I need to upgrade, I'll give
and
you guys a call.
You'll be able to upgrade over on the online portal as well if you need to.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking? Square footage-wise.
Oh,
footage
sorry,
wise. Square footage-wise, yeah.
Oh, I have no idea off the top of my head.
Would you say it's like a small home, medium home?
It's a small home, yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask is because we also do offer Wi-Fi extenders for $8 a month. It's not required. It's just if you feel that the Wi-Fi signal is not reaching certain areas of the house, sometimes a Wi-Fi extender would actually facilitate with the connections. So I just wanted to let you know that it was available. And we do typically recommend.
I do have an extender for upstairs gets slows down a little bit. So I'll keep that in mind.
After I
have it for a week and give you guys a call back if I need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be able to go ahead and upgrade that, add that to your bill if you feel that it is ever necessary.
Okay.
And did you want any phone service?
No phone service.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most of us use our cell phones anyway nowadays.
Yeah.
And no, do you rent
one of the first things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I own it. Oh, it says one of the first things I did when I got the house was I pulled out all the phones and you know, patched up the holes in the wall where they used to be.
So, oh, yeah. No, yeah, no, anyway. Exactly. Because, yeah. I mean, cell phones are so, you know, uniquely helpful because we're no longer tied to the house, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's no point in having multiple.
I don't have any phones. I don't have any clocks. You know, everything's right on the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they coming through the air overhead, or are they buried under the ground?
They are, I want to say they're going overhead.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we typically like to follow the way that your current like utilities are feeding into the house.
Gotcha.
But we also do take a primary interest in burying our fiber.
Okay.
So
they're running the street next to me, they are running through the power lines.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, we typically follow the power, so that's really what it is.
Gotcha.
But okay. Where possible, we will bury.
Okay.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Yep, billing address is the same as the house address.
Okay, same. Perfect. And may I please have your first and last name?
Yep, Brandon Boyer, BrandonBoyer.
Perfect. And what is the best email address that you would like on file? This will also be your username for the online portal.
Gotcha. All right, so it's Brandon, BrandonBoyer, at BoyerB.com. So Brandon at BoyerB.com.
Perfect. And what is the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please?
Yep, 845-943-0530.
Is there a secondary number that you'd like on the account?
No, I don't have any secondary numbers, no.
Okay, no worries. Some people do. Sometimes they have their significant other, and they're like, oh, yeah, just add their number as the secondary.
Oh, gotcha.
And then we do have the option. We have three options for contacting you. We have phone, email, or text. It's up to you how you want us to contact
email's
you.
Email's best.
Email?
Yeah, email's best for me. Yep.
Okay. And do you agree to receive some marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can also unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the unsubscribe at the bottom of the emails. It kind of just notifies you of like, hey, we're running a promotion. Here's what you're eligible for. But it also will send you account-specific updates like, hey, your bill is available to be reviewed or, you know, we need to reach out to you for whatever the case may be.
Sure.
Absolutely. Perfect. And then as part of our order process, we do run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It doesn't affect your credit score in the slightest. What it does is it just tells us whether or not a deposit is required, and it validates your identity.
Gotcha. All right.
If you want, we can bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require that $50 deposit.
Well, you can do the credit check.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me as I get there. Alrighty. And I'm just going to input the information that you already gave to me. And then I will ask you for your social. I will only need it once. And then I would click on submit. And then it would just tell me whether a deposit is required.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, and now is the part where I'm ready for your social. Again, it is confidential. I only need it once, and then I immediately click on submit.
Okay, all right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, 113-72-8376.
Perfect, submitting that now. Okay, so it is showing that there is no deposit required, but it does show that there's a match to another. So I just wanted to let you know of that.
A match without, does that mean?
Yeah, it's just showing up a single red flag. You might want to just go ahead and investigate it at some point.
Oh, okay.
It's possible that maybe like one of the reports in the past might have had an incorrect like a typo, so to speak.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Because I know I've had it where they've associated my name because they mistyped my name.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it'll just throw up a red flag.
Okay.
And then did you want to sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready, I can input any of your banking information that you would like to provide me.
Oh, gotcha. Let me grab my wallet.
Yeah, so it would be the routing number and the account number if we do for the $10 discount. If we do for a credit or debit card, it would only give a $5 discount.
Oh, so I was just grabbing my debit card. So what was the $10 discount?
If we do it through the checking account.
I don't have any of that on me at the moment, so we'll do the debit card.
Okay, no worries. The other thing is you can also do it online as well. So if you want, we can go ahead and do the credit or debit right now. And then, of course, no fees. There's nothing that you're going to be paying for right away. Your billing statement won't start until the day that you have service.
Gotcha.
So if you want to switch it over to the account where it's your checking account instead and get that $10 discount, you can actually do that also on the online portal, or you can just call us back with the information at that point.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll give you my debit card now, and then when I remember, I'll switch it over.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
All right, so the number is 5449-2708-2663-6141.
Perfect. And the 3-digit on the back, please?
Yep, it is 149.
And the expiration date, please?
0627.
Okay. And it is under your name, correct?
Yep.
And then the zip code is the same as your billing address?
The zip code is going to be 12419.
419, okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, awesome. So that's been successfully updated. Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like a buried wire, septic tanks?
Nope, septic tanks. There's, just the sewer line. And that's it. And I can show them where that is.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that in as well, sewer line.
But that's on the opposite side of the house that the power comes in, so I don't think that'd be a concern, but I'll show them.
Yeah, if it's on the opposite side of the house, it shouldn't be an issue, because we typically go from the connection at the feet, at the street, sorry, it's kind of hard with my voice, but it goes from the connection at the street, which is what we call a flower pot. And we'll bring it over to the side of the house, which would have the access to where your current provider's services are.
Gotcha.
All right, so I've got that down. Did you have any questions or comments for the techs or anything that I might be able to answer?
Nope, no other questions.
Okay. Perfect. All right, and then I'll just go over a couple pieces of information that would be great for you to know. Mainly, for example, typically what will happen is at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber service at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you don't need to be home for that part. That's the part where typically if we're able to micro trench and bury the cable, we will do so. If we go aerial, then we will do that. If it's necessary, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. At that point, we will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Now, I don't know if you have Spectrum or any other company that currently provides service to you, but to maintain the consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
Okay.
The gateway and any equipment that's provided by RStop Fiber, meaning the modem and the router, are the property of RStop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of the service. At that time, what will happen is you'll receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box used to mail us back all the associated equipment back to RStop. We do reserve the right to charge for the unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment within the required time frame. Now, it's pretty simple.
Yep.
I mean, we actually sometimes even come out and pick it up if you need us to, so it's pretty easy.
Okay.
And then for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website or you can access our billing statements and pay your bill online by logging in as well. You're automatically enrolled, as I stated before. The email address is going to be your username. What will happen is you will receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be an invitation to log into the online portal.
Perfect.
So if when you do receive the invitation to log into the online portal, it should provide a temporary password in that email. If it doesn't, you can go into the sign-in page, click on Forgot Password, and it'll send you a new link to go ahead and set up a new password.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yep, I agree.
Perfect. So then you are all set. We will get to the scheduling when it gets closer to the 25th of October.
Cool, perfect. Well, so you have a good one, CJ.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Brandon. And then also just keep an eye out for our call. Sometimes it doesn't always pop up as our stop, but we will leave a voicemail to let you know.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right.
But you are all set, Brandon, and welcome to the family.
Cool. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, you as well, and thank you so much for calling RStop Fiber. Do you have any other questions for me today?